This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, and our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on the Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website for the program. It's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we started out talking about the president and the little ride that he made, and the mainstream media kind of went ballistic over that and saying that he put the Secret Service at risk, right?
We just have to take this stuff with a grain of salt when it comes to the media. I mean, there's not a thing that this president can do or not do that they're not going to be critical of. This is not a politician. This guy is not molded in, you know, the Washington elite. He's not going to follow the expectation playbook. You can either be gratified or you can be angry with what Trump did. Riding by the rally and the supporters outside. Who would have been out there for 2 days, 3 days? I mean, they're going to be out there as long as he's still in Walter Reed.
Yep.
I just step over him and just keep kind of moving on.
Well, Senator Charles Chuck DeVoe Schumer has urged Mitch McConnell to delay the Amy Coney Barrett hearing due to the COVID uprising going on, with two of the Senate committee members currently testing positive. And we need to do it in person so we can see the response from the individual that we're talking to. We need to see that. We need that personal touch. Yeah, sure you do, Chuck. It didn't matter before.
It's a lame, you know, attempt at wanting to do this. So, I mean, you got to step over him, too. And then you've got Andrew McCabe, who's supposed to testify this week and before the Senate, and he's like, no, can't do that. It would put me and my family at risk for, you know, contracting the virus. Well, that would be done remotely as well. So I don't know how the virus, you know, transmits over, you know, broadband into his computer. So, you know, it's all kind of gotten nuts.
Well, you know what McConnell said in reply? He said, full steam ahead. So that's
right.
That's where we're at with this. So too bad, so sad, Chucky baby. Now, yesterday, many states across the country issued a day of prayer for the president, Mrs. Trump, plus the others affected by the COVID-19. That was done on Sunday. That was they had a big deal down in South Florida. I posted on my Facebook page. There were a lot of big things done elsewhere. The state of Ohio, the governor declared a statewide day of prayer, and it was nice to see. Now, not everybody did it. I didn't see him doing it in blue states, but here we go again.
Well, there were rallies virtually all over the country over the weekend for Trump.
Yep.
There, I saw boat rallies. I saw, prayer vigils. I mean, I saw speaking things. I mean, I just everywhere. So while the movement is, while he is not out doing his own rallies, people have stepped up their game and they're doing their rallies for him.
Yeah. And that's exactly what was discussed here in this area of the state, and it was discussed with several of the local Republican Party leaders, and some of them did and some of them didn't. So there you go. But there's going to be more in the days to come. Now, the latest on the coronavirus stimulus bill is President Trump has urged Congress to do something. He just said, get it done. Those are his words. Get it done.
Correct. And as of yesterday, they're still in talks, but I think they're somewhere between a 1.4, 1.6, and 2.2.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats still want a bailout for cities and counties that are, you know, financially in trouble.
And illegals. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
No,
it's just not going to happen.
No, the illegals, there's no way in hell, because even when you poll anybody.
Well,
go ahead.
The Republicans are saying, look, the one thing that they're looking at very hard and that apparently have an agreement on is the airlines.
Yeah.
So the Republicans are saying, all right, let's do this. Let's strip out the things that we can agree on and we agree on now, and let's put those in the pipeline. Why does it have to be this bundle thing? Let's get these other pieces done. And, the Democrats are whining about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from that break, the state of North Carolina and the U.S. Senate race there, to use the term chaos, is an understatement of the year, because that dumb Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham got caught in a sexting scandal of all things, and this is just going to go ballistic, and already has. And hold that thought there, Denise. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this and what it might mean, because now Senator Tillis has tested positive for coronavirus and he's going to have to quarantine himself for 14 days. So what's going to happen in North Carolina? Good Lord, I think the Democrat is done with what he's done.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, I got a deal for you. It's a product that I'm taking. It's called Balance of Nature, and it's the fruits and veggies capsules. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call, too, at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, like I have, go to balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. All right, and back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the line right here, Backgammon Bob. What's up?
Hello, Captain Denise.
Morning.
What is in the event that Trump were to get sicker or be incapacitated before the election, what would be the result on the election if you were not to be able to go through with the election, in other words? And the second thing is, I saw where Trump's being treated with this new medication, dimethasone or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, dimethasone. And the last thing is, and just make a quick comment on this, I don't think the Democrats even want there to be a stimulus bill. I think it's to their advantage, or they think it is, or is it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not to be a stimulus bill. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, the last one first. The Democrats really don't want a stimulus bill because they do think it's to their advantage, because they think they're singing to the choir of the illegal immigrants that are out there, and they think that's a big voting, or somehow or another, they think they're going to get votes out of it. Right, Denise?
The House did vote and did pass their version of the stimulus at 2.2,
mm-hmm.
but not a single Republican voted for it, and I think as many as 20 Democrats voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a symbolic vote. They know it's not going anywhere. That's all that is. Now, as far as Trump getting sicker and the effect on the election, there's no way to tell. I don't have a crystal ball what effect it would have if he was, you know, in the hospital, you know, under, you know, a ventilator and all that, and being completely off the trail and unable to communicate. So there's no way for me to know that. But I will say this. But between the staff of the White House, between the medical staff in the White House, and the access that he has at Walter Reed, it never would have gotten to the point where he would have gone any more serious than he already is or was or whatever his condition is.
Right.
It would not have been gotten more serious because they really just can't allow it. You know, they would watch for things, indicators, like, you know, if he would go into some kind of a pulmonary condition or a heart condition, a heart attack or even a stroke. You know, they just wouldn't allow all that to go on. The other thing is he has no other comorbidities. He has no, other health issues except for his weight. That's it. He's not on blood pressure medications. He's not on, you know, diabetic medication. He's none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Although Chris Christie can't say the same thing. who admitted himself into the hospital because he is a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the medications that they're giving Trump, the cocktail is not I think it's a two-part administration that they gave him, and the first one, I think, was on Friday.
Yeah.
Zinc is over-the-counter. Melatonin is, I think, over-the-counter. The dimethylphone, which is also known as Decadron, is a steroid. It's an anti-inflammatory. That's the one I looked at, actually, yesterday. I was kind of interested in that one. But, you know, and I hope Trump says this, because he came out and said that he's learned a lot, and he fully understands, you know, because of all of this. Well, there's a distinction there, and I said it, and Matt, you're probably sick and tired of me saying it. These people that are on the task force staff, the Faucis and the Dr. Birxes and, you know, the rest of them, are medical theorists. They're not practitioners.
It's true.
Now in Walter Reed, he's now with the practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So the applications of medical treatments are very different than just reading reports on who's spiking, who's doing what. I mean, this is, you know, these are true applications now that are happening at Walter Reed and, of course, at any other hospital. I don't think he's necessarily had that voice before.
No.
I don't think that doctors, other than the ones that, you know, we see on TV,
and
those doctors on TV.
And he said he's in a real COVID school, which tells me the doctors are really explaining to him what's going on.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Those are the true practitioners and not people that are just looking at, you know, peer reviews or some kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, computer model and all the rest of it. So
yep.
I think I said it a long time ago, too, that, you know, these drug companies that are coming out with either one therapeutics or two vaccines, I would really like to hear from them because they, you know, they are looking at it's way beyond the science. I mean, they're looking at laboratory levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I really kind of want to hear from them and not Dr. Fauci and not Dr. Birx and, you know, Dr. Atlas. So anyway, that's what I think that Trump is referring to. So on the other side of this, when he comes out, I think what he's going to say is the fact that we lifted so many regulations and stipulations by the FDA and the CDC and the fact that we did Operation, something Turbo Speed, what was it called?
Oh, yeah. Operation, that was it, Turbo Speed, I guess. Yeah, okay.
Because of that, it is truly a situation where giving people the right to try, which is what they did with two of the drugs that they administered to Trump, that's where this man can really, and that is because he's come out and said, these are the things that we should be doing in medicine.
Okay, and I'm trying to look that up real fast and see what it says. I thought it was Operation Turbo.
Warp speed.
There you go. Warp speed. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I found it with doing turbo speed. I found warp speed. So there you go. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we were close. Okay. Now, again, I didn't quite finish what I started to say about the North Carolina Senate race. It's an utter chaos right now because of this idiot challenger, this Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham, sexting a woman who was not his wife and getting caught. And the tweets are out there. And then our Senator Tillis has tested positive. Now, I believe Ron Johnson has also quarantined himself, hasn't he, Senator Ron Johnson?
As has Senator Mike Lee.
Yeah. So we have a situation. And thank you, J.W. J.W. up in Brooksville. Appreciate you chiming in there, J.W. And good morning, Godfather. But anyway, so we have a situation where we're going to do this by, what, video conference phone, right?
Yeah, they're going to use Zoom. I wish they wouldn't use Zoom. They can use Skype or some of the others. But anyway, they're going to do it remotely. And you know, that's perfectly fine. Pelosi is, we keep forgetting that Pelosi was allowing proxy votes. So, I mean,
sure.
It's kind of the same thing. So,
yep. All right. Now, the other thing is, when you take a look at the big picture going on here, former acting DNI director Richard Grenell came out in an interview and said that the former FBI director James Comey tossed the career national security officers.
I watched it.
Yeah.
I watched the whole hearing. He knew nothing. He knew less than he ever did.
Yeah.
And, you know, he blamed it on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, I know he's a lawyer, and I don't know that had anything to do with it or not, but still, where are we going to get the honesty in all this?
Well, it's the hypocrisy because he's blaming, you know, everybody's blaming Trump because he's the leader of the country. You know, for what happens, you know, at the lower level, you know, Trump's responsible. Okay, well, what happens at the lower level of the FBI? Comey's responsible? I mean, which is it?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel, so have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to write, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third World.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Doctors have been providing an update on President Trump's treatment for coronavirus. They clarified a few statements that were confusing. The president's doctors initially said the symptoms were mild, but we know now that the president had a high fever on Friday, and twice his oxygen levels temporarily dropped. In addition to the antiviral drug remdesivir, his doctors have put him on a steroid, which is usually used in critically ill patients who have some type of lung damage. Doctors at the White House now admit they administered oxygen to him before he left for the hospital. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think this can be a unifying moment for our country. We all pray for the president and his family. We all know that we have to do more to prevent this, to crush this virus.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two different campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they are in just a minute. But in the meantime, National Aviation Academy, give them a call. Take a tour one of their campuses, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in either case, the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy and what they can do to either jumpstart your career or to give you a career is to call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And while you're doing that, ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. It's just that simple. And after you get done doing that, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to love what you're going to see, especially if you're looking for a good high-paying job and a career with real job security. So there you go. National Aviation Academy online, naa.edu. And the phone number to call to ask to take the tour is 800-659-2080. Now, there's a lot going on over in the Middle East right now. And violence has escalated dramatically this week over in the Armenian Azerbaijani area of the country, of the world, where troops have gone from a skirmish in the Nagorno-Karabakh region to a full-fledged military action. And early reports also of Syrian mercenaries being brought to the fight by Turkey were confirmed on Friday over in Libya when 300 French Syrian ISIS fighters that have now joined the brutal fighting were verified to be there by French President Emmanuel Macron. Now, new graphic drone footage emerged as well, showing the Azerbaijani airstrikes on Armenian positions across the region. This is a significant development that's changed the game plan altogether. Meanwhile, the American embassy in Iraq looks poised to close after intelligence reports uncovered plans for another coordinated attack on the building. Now, big changes in the U.S. through the military swept through this past week. The United States Army announced phasing out the Army Combat Fitness Test, the ACFT, for a new regimen. And elsewhere, the Army moved to decommission the Asymmetric Warfare Group, a unique group with operational advisory support to the Army, designated to identify capability gaps by observing the operational environment and emerging threats. Meanwhile, the Air Force has begun testing its new Jolly Green 2 helicopter, a highly modified version of the UH-60M Blackhawk. The Navy announced that it would name its newest Ford-class aircraft carrier after World War II hero Dory Miller, who saved the lives of numerous servicemen during the attack on Pearl Harbor. And other heroes, like Ordnance Wingate, the British SAS officer and father of the Israeli Special Forces, and members of the 3rd Ranger Battalion were remembered this past week. After years and years and years, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Merrill's Marauders were finally getting their due to the meritorious service that they performed during World War II. And new reports now show that COVID-19 has played an outsized role in military suicide since the start of the pandemic. Now, as if things weren't bad enough already with 22 service members killing themselves a day, suicide rates have increased by as much as 20%. And while the military works to stem the tide of COVID-19-related deaths, it also is trying to figure out how to slow this number down. Now, not to be outdone, but the Democratic Armed Services Chairman predicts if Biden wins, there'll be a big fight in the defense budget. He's predicting a fight amongst Democrats over the defense budget because of the Democrats, some of them, the progressives, the liberals, the socialists, don't want that money, that big amount of money being spent for the military. They want it for the social programs. Now, Joe Biden released something yesterday where he said that he was the person responsible for the MRAP making its way over to the Middle East. I saw that and I just about came through the roof because I happen to know something about that. This all took place in 2007. The budget of 2007. It was not introduced by Joe Biden. He had nothing to do with it until there was some debate over the defense budget and taking the money out of the defense budget that was going to be in there to manufacture these MRAPs, which definitely have saved the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of GIs, because they can pretty much take an explosion and still keep on doing what they're doing and protect the service members inside it. Well, Biden wrote a letter to then Department of Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and that's all he did. But the mainstream media took that story, made it into fake news by saying, well, Joe Biden was responsible for getting the MRAPs to the troops overseas. And by the way, then they made it into a commercial. Good Lord. And again, the lies from the Biden campaign are just astounding. But I'm not surprised, and neither should you be. Now, the Government Accountability Office is going to be investigating claims of systemic racism within the Department of Veterans Affairs 2 months after a government union said most of its surveyed members saw racism as a problem inside the agencies. Well, of course they're going to say that, because the majority of the people in charge, still in the VA, are white. Although I did run into, at one of my gun shows, a black manager who introduced himself, gave me his card, I've still got it here somewhere, and he was running a section or department part of the VA over at Bay Pines. And I congratulated him. He said he just got the position. And I said, great. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring him on the show one of these times. So there you go. And it's stuff like that that just makes you want to shudder. And Steve is sending me a message. He says, my ballot is slowly making its way to the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections office using express mail service. It took 10 days to get it from Thailand to the USA. Now it has to make it on its way to Florida. Well, keep your eyes on the airplanes there, Steve. Hopefully nothing will go down and you won't hear about mail being on board or whatnot. Because I think I remember a couple of back-to-back airplane crashes in Iraq a few years ago when they lost a whole bunch of military ballots due to the crash, and they had to turn around and send more back and give them a special allowance to vote again. But anyway, that was several years ago. So, good luck to you there, Steve Arrigno. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I'll tell you what, in the times we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, all surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. And joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, I've been sitting on a question. Obviously, you saw the president and take his little joyride around the VA, right? Or, I mean, around the Walter Reed, right?
Yes.
And, of course, the AP has got a big headline here that says, and I quote, "Trump takes a brief car ride, ignoring own COVID infection." Not true, they're APZOs, because his doctors gave him permission to go out on that little joyride.
Yeah, listen, no matter what happened, you knew that there was going to be some spin in that direction. So, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. That's the narrative and what the media does at this point in time, looking for controversy. And it's shameful, but it's to be expected.
Now, I have a question for you from one of our listeners, and I've been sitting on this for about an hour. This is Eric in Seminole, and I'll read the whole thing to you because there's a question and then there's a statement. Quick question. Why is the federal government of the United States subsidizing or bailing out private and commercial air travel. Then he goes on down here to say, it's akin to the federal government of the United States giving a non-governmental organization $500 million annually in the budget of the USA, namely Planned Parenthood.
Listen, for a long time, I don't like the way that the government subsidizes certain modes of transportation. We can go back to the federal government subsidizing certain airports that, quite frankly, can't.
The railroad?
Railroads as well is another one. You know, you have certain train routes. I mean, we still have train routes that go from New Orleans to Los Angeles.
Why? Amtrak.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we subsidize a lot of this stuff. You know, what's happened with this COVID thing, you know, I understand that you want to keep commercial air travel, you know, up and running to some degree. What you're going to end up at the end of this is you're going to see some of these airlines go under at some point in time. You're going to have to understand that, guess what, you've scared people enough, people are not getting back on flights, and some of these airlines are going to go under, and there's going to be job losses. And hopefully at some point in time we can build it back up. But this is a side effect of shutting down the country. This is a part of it. What are you going to do? I mean, can the government continue to write checks to keep these industries afloat? I mean, they're going to write checks to all of the businesses that are going to be shut down, all the restaurants, all the hotels. It's got a major issue moving forward. I don't think people fully have their arms around just how weak certain areas of the economy are going to be.
Right. Now, we have a caller on the line. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Chris?
Good morning.
Wanted to ask you, how long do you think the dollar can stand these $20-plus trillion deficits? I can remember when the deficit was like $10 trillion, and they thought that was a monster deal. And when is hyperinflation going to kick in, or is it? And can they do anything about it? That's it.
All right, thank you. What do you think, Chris?
Listen, I've been talking about this for a while on my radio show, and
I talked about it over the weekend, I believe.
Yeah, it reminds me that, you know, that late 1970s movie, The Black Hole. You don't know what's on the other side of the black hole. The reality is that, you know, the rest of the world is acting in the same manner as well. We are almost, you know, for all intents and purposes, we are in modern monetary theory. They just keep printing and printing and printing. There's no way we're going to pay this debt back.
No.
It's impossible. You know, you take a look at, the hole we're in, which is Social Security and Medicare on top of this. You know, to try to get your arms around $1 trillion is a very, very difficult thing to do. It's a belief system. Once people stop believing, then things fall apart. That's just the way it is. You know, you can go back to 2010, and what happened in you know, certain countries in Europe was just the belief system went away. And the reality is their interest rates didn't even go that high. Our interest rates go up here in this country. I mean, forget it. We can't just sustain this and pay higher interest rates on all of this debt. Most of our national debt is in short-term instruments that's constantly rolled over. So, yeah, there's no doubt that we're in a precarious position right now. But again, people keep believing, they keep printing, until as long as that belief system holds up, I guess they keep doing it.
The latest on the coronavirus stimulus bill, the president made a comment over the weekend from Walter Reed. He said, get it done. Those were his words when it came to urging Congress on the coronavirus bill. Now, we know that the Senate is up to, I believe, $1.6 trillion. We know the Democrats in the House are at $2.4 trillion, but the big kicker, the big stopper in all of this is $1,200 checks to the illegal immigrants out there and guaranteeing that there will be no deportations for the rest of this year. I think that's can't be done.
I don't know, you know, what the where they're going to end up. President wants a stimulus deal. What kind of stimulus deal are you talking about? You know, how big is it going to be? You're going to just, you know, fly over the country and drop cash again. Again, you know, I see the taxes that are coming down, you know, the pike. You know, the poll numbers came out today. I don't know how skewed they are, but you got Biden up, according to Wall Street Journal, by 14 points.
Oh.
You're talking about, let's just, you know, put it in there. If he wins, you know, you're talking major taxes coming down the line, too. So, again, I, who's going to pay for all of this? Are we going to pay for this? You know, how long is this going to go on for? I don't know.
Now, I'm glad you brought up about the polls, because I've been loaded for bear, locked and loaded all night long. Now, what do you have to do to vote in the Gallup poll, Chris?
Oh, I don't know how
Let me tell you. Let me cut to the chase and tell you so we don't run out of time. Number one, you got to be a member of the Gallup poll to vote in it. Number one, you have a captive audience there. You're constantly polling the same people, and if you're getting the same results, it's no wonder, correct?
Yeah.
You also do the same thing with the Marist poll. You also do the same thing with the Ipsos poll, okay? So when you see those polls, throw them in the trash. That's where they belong. But in the meantime, I've got polls here that were done over the weekend after the president and Mrs. Trump were diagnosed with the positive and the debate was in and all that. In Florida, Trump leads Biden by 4 points, 48 to 44, 1,500 participants. In Minnesota, Trump leads Biden by 2 points, 46 to 44, 1,500 participants. In New Hampshire, Trump leaves Biden by 2 points, 45-43. Same thing, 1,500 voters. But here's the big deal. Biden is not getting the black vote like he thinks he's going to. Biden is not getting Hispanic vote like he thinks he's going to, which is why these numbers are the way they are right now. And I'll go one step further and tell you that even though the Real Clear Politics shows Biden up by 7.6 points, guess what? It doesn't reflect the latest polls that were done this weekend. And Monday, we'll know again what's going on, because that's when the Rasmussen poll is done on Monday. We'll know again Monday night or Tuesday. But I'm telling you, even Zogby, by the way, over the weekend, he said it's a 2-point lead for Biden, but the margin of error is 4 points. So therefore, it's a toss up, a tie, whatever.
Yeah, listen, I'm you know, myriad of different polls out there. You get the big one was out at the Wall Street Journal NBC poll today. That's always been a bit skewed.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's going to be a bit of a sprint to the end at this point.
So absolutely.
It's going to happen with the next debate and what goes on. And obviously, you're going state by state by state, which is obviously important. So we're going to see what's going to happen moving forward. You know, the reality of the situation is, you know, a Biden presidency means taxes are going up precipitously, and a lot of people out there are going to have to prepare for it if you're in that situation. And again, I know he's pointing out, oh, people only making over this amount of money, but it always ends up shifting to the downside.
Yep, you are so right. And we will talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully by the end of the day, the president will be back in the White House.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's his website. Go there, check out everything that he has, and he knows what he's talking about. I've known Chris for over 20 years, and he knows what he's talking about. Great person to talk to. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.